We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask a Drone U. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob. And you're listening to episode number 343. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We really appreciate it, as always.
We do appreciate it.
Indeed.
We like to get loud and proud here on the podcast.
Loud and proud. That's right. That's us.
Yes. I just want to say thank you to everyone for helping us pass the 30,000 mark on Instagram. We've got 30,000 followers now. So thank you so much.
Very cool.
To everyone. And guys, if you find any information on the podcast useful or valuable, please leave us a review or just share the podcast somewhere in a group, on your page, to a friend, because maybe it'll help out someone else. And if we can help mitigate crashes or misinformation, I think it's a win-win for everyone. So leave us a review. It helps other people find us, and it's very helpful.
It's all about benefiting the industry as a whole.
Definitely.
It's and making it stronger.
That is true. If you want to become a pro pilot or you just want to be in a community full of pilots where we have camaraderie and positivity. Yeah, there you go. I like to philosophize. It is an amazing community if you become a Drone U member. Lots of classes coming out. I just saw some of the new FPV racing stuff. And we've got a class coming out on, you know, operating under your 333 exemption, the whole compliance issues. So very excited about everything that's coming out. Well, it's like six classes being filmed at once. It's crazy, but
which
it's
is
awesome.
Why, by the way, they're not out yet, because we've got all these kind of going on at the same time. They're probably all going to hit pretty close to
each
other.
And then it's going to be content overload for you guys.
Yeah,
so get excited.
Right.
Anyway, I did just see, though, the advanced cinematography course. Wow, looks so
it's
good.
It's looking good.
It looks all the animations, everything. Like, there's nothing out on the internet like it. So.
Attaboy, Johnny.
Definitely. Thanks to our producer, John Dennison, who is behind the camera right now. And you can't see him, but we can. Anyway, that's it. We're going to get right into our question today. And our question is brought to you by, are you a drone pilot? Are you operating under a Section 333 exemption? Then you may be familiar with Item 27, which requires you to get a property release for every flight over property.
Legal Flyer is an app for iPhone and iPad that helps you create professional property releases in less time than it takes to do a pre-flight check.
You can add your pilot info, you can sign in, hand it to the property owner for their signature. But wait a second. Legal Flyer's advanced integration automatically adds latitude, longitude, and even altitude.
Then add a panorama straight from the app. Everything drops into a single page PDF you can share with a single tap. It's compliance at light speed. Visit LegalFlyer.com for more information or get it straight from the App Store. Legal Flyer, property releases for professional drone pilots.
Hey guys, Glenn here in Massachusetts. Just a quick question, maybe something to do on the Phantom 4 podcast. I'd like to hook up my Black Pearl monitor to it, to my Phantom 4 controller. I can't seem to be able to figure it out thus far, but Paul, you're a madman, and why don't you think about that if you haven't already, all right? And let us know when you do it next week. Okay, thanks.
So Glenn, thank you for the question. A lot of people still using the iPad minis and other tablets for this. I think you use your FlySight more often than not.
Well, normally what I do is I'll put my phone or my iPad on, check my camera settings, just ensure that, you know, even I've got my file settings right, that the card is clear, everything is working well. My camera settings are where I want them. I'm filming the way I want to in the right settings. And I will say, just a heads up to everyone out there, DJI has been updating the Go app almost weekly.
Right.
And one of the most annoying things ever, and DJI, shame on you for this, They change all of your settings back to default every time the app updates. It's the most annoying thing ever.
And there's no way to avoid that if you're going to do the update.
Correct. And sometimes your iPad will auto-update if you have auto-updates turned on. But here's the problem. One issue I've been having is that my file settings have been reverted back to reset.
Right.
So my card would not record more than 100 files. Mm-hmm. It would just literally reset, and then I would rewrite over the files I already took.
Right. So you'd lose everything.
Lose everything. So make sure in file settings, if you go to camera on the right-hand side, you'll see the gear, and then it'll say file. It's either file settings or file mode. I forget what it is exactly, but it'll say reset and continuous. Put it on continuous. Trust me, you'll thank me later for that. Last week, I had to re-record so much because of this one issue, and it's just so annoying. So just a heads up out to you all out there.
Annoying is an understatement.
Yeah.
I mean, that's valuable information, valuable data that you're losing there.
Yeah. And that's why I don't use an iPad at all anymore. That's why I just use my phone, because I have auto updates turned off on everything. So I'll just pull my phone out, check my camera settings, and then throw the Black Pearl on there.
Which works because you're going to the Black Pearl anyway, so you don't need the screen size. You're just looking for the functionality of the eye, fill in the blank.
Yes. Also, you get so much better color readings off of the FlySight. It's incredible.
Right.
But in order to do that, I've got a remote here for a Phantom. If you'll notice on this remote on the back, we have this back plate. If you are listening to the podcast on iTunes, in your car, wherever, check out the video on YouTube so you can see the video version of the podcast. But on the back here, we have this plate, and this is a regular standard Phantom controller. But you'll notice here there are only two ports. We've got USB and we've got micro USB. If you want to use your Black Pearl monitor, you have to buy this plate from an Inspire remote. So this plate here, it has USB. It's got another connector, which I don't know the name of, a micro USB, and a micro HDMI. You need the micro HDMI in order to really broadcast and get a nice solid feed into the FlySight Black Pearl. Mm-hmm. So what you can do is you can buy this black plate. I believe it's $50, and it's on the DJI website. And then what you do is you just unscrew the back plate, on the Phantom remote and replace it with the Inspire 1 backplate. And now you'll be able to use your FlySight Black Pearl. There's not a lot of really intense
work. That's pretty
simple. It's very simple. It's just a couple screws, you know, in and out, you're done. Mm-hmm. It's nothing crazy. Highly recommend you guys do that. In fact, I even mentioned this to someone else who was using their drone, not even to fly, but just to provide a live stream to YouTube. And he was like, Paul, how do I get HDMI out? And I said, replace that back plate. You'll do it. He used it actually this weekend at the event, and it worked perfectly.
Awesome.
So I'm happy to see other people using our advice and then see it in the real world. Like, there's nothing more cool than that, in my opinion.
Sure.
So even when I go to wake surfing events, I'd be like, oh, Paul, drone guy. Hey, hey. And so it's fun. It is really fun.
Well, that's what it's about. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Help people get better do things better and get better results.
Definitely true. And anyone out there who messages me or anything, hey, can we meet up? It's difficult to meet up with many people, so don't take it personally. It's just my schedule is insane.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty rare when you're able to do that. Maybe in Vegas for one of the conferences or something, you'll meet up with members as a group.
Yep, I do meet up with members.
Other than that, there's just not enough time.
True. And also, I mean, like, too, I do give more access to members just because, you know, if they need questions answered, we answer them.
So. For obvious reasons. So that's a pretty straightforward answer to Glenn's question. That's about all there is to it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sweet.
Also, on your Black Pearl monitor, if you notice the batteries don't last very long, there is an adapter that comes with the Black Pearl monitor, and it's power in, and then a Dean's plug on the other side. If you buy a 3S, say 2500 milliamp hour battery, you can plug the battery into the Dean's connector and the Dean's connector into the monitor, and the monitor will last all day long. So,
are you doing that?
I do that, but honestly, I have just become OCD about my monitor. So I turn it on and I turn it off as soon as I land.
Got it.
A lot of people leave it on, and you don't understand how much battery power you use when leaving it on. So I can have one standard battery, and it will last half a day without issue,
right,
as long as I am OCD about turning turning it on and off.
Yeah. So you just got to train yourself like so many things that you do.
Yeah. I mean, it's nuances about everything, really. So.
Absolutely.
Well, guys, that's going to do it for us today. If you've got some awesome photos you want to see through other people, or you want other people to see your photos, send them to us. Tag us in your photos on Instagram at TheDroneU, and we'll make sure everyone gets to see your beautiful pieces of artwork.
Absolutely. And we know you have questions. And we know that the questions you have, other people have as well. So don't be shy. Get those questions in so that we can let the world know the answers.
Definitely. Definitely.
AskDroneU.com is where you'll go do that.
We got some swag to give away too, right, Rob?
Apparently.
Definitely. Well, I got some new swag coming in too.
Yep.
I got some SD card holders that are coming in. We're giving away swag bags for the subject tracking. If you did write us an email about that, that's going out very soon. All the information is together. Logistics are done. So we are moving forward on that. I will say this, we had a lot of people sign up for this class, and there are only 5 spots available. So we are going to send invites out to everyone.
Yeah, so if you are if you are one of the people that was thinking about being interested in something like that, but you haven't let us know, do so, because we're going to send those invites out with all the pertinent information.
And pretty much the first 5 people that jump the gun
basically
are going to do it. But hey, I saw the boat that we're going to be training on. So beautiful. I sent you the picture.
It's an amazing, amazing boat.
Gunmetal gray, red tower.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, so you're going to come out of this with some pretty cool photos, too.
Yeah, no, it's legit. I mean, it's the kind of boat that if you are actually, or when you do your events, it is the boat that they would use to do an event like
that's correct.
You film.
Yep, it so actually is the event towboat.
There you go.
So anyway, so you'll have an opportunity to film some really cool stuff, some really cool people. We even have a very famous surfer coming out. That will let you fly around
him. That'll be the
subject. That'll be the subject.
That's a brave dude right there.
Well, you know, we're not going to take everyone. You've got to be an intermediate flyer. You can't just be a new guy and come to this class. You won't cut it. I mean, this is going to be a hard class, but you're going to learn orbiting around moving objects. You're going to learn revealing moving objects and how to match speed and then congregate moving objects, you know. So
you're matching speed and making the cinematic movements at the same time.
Yep.
Which just freaks me out, to be honest with you.
So you're matching the speed of the boat while rotating around
right.
the boat.
And
there's no autonomous
smoothly.
Mode for that. Yeah. Yeah. Doing it smoothly.
Yeah.
So I call that move the horseshoe move, actually. That was in the sheet I gave you where you start on one side of the boat.
Yeah.
And then you're tracking with the boat and then reveal the other side of the boat.
Cool. So if you're that kind of pilot, you think you're ready for that and you want to be included in the list of people that are finding out the details on this course, just email us at support@thedroneu.com and we'll make sure you get that. But it's probably going to go out by the end of the day today.
Awesome. support@thedroneu.com. We're excited, guys. I mean, this is going to give you the competitive advantage you'll need to get the high price work. So
absolutely.
Very excited about it. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. I'm just really excited about that class myself because I'm getting to do a lot of the planning for the class. So I love these. This is going to be the first of many to come. We have requests all over the world to do classes right now. So this is just the first of many this summer. Here we go, summer tour.
Absolutely.
Yay.
Good times.
Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.